Imagine a scene in which a boy is wrenched from his mother's arms and is headed for certain death. No doubt the scene played out many times during the Holocaust, but this version had a happy ending. The story of survival is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
By 1945, the Russian army had retaken the city of Chinote. The Russians figured any Jews still living in the city must have struck a deal with the Germans in order to survive. So Jewish males over 16 were being forced into the front lines of the conflict, where they would meet certain death. That was the situation facing Serge Kreisberger.
They put you on the truck and you were gone. That's probably the end of it. I used to wear short shorts and try to look like I'm much younger.
But on one occasion, when troops occupied the streets, Serge looked old enough for the Russians to load on those trucks and send him to certain death.
I thought I can sneak in into my house. Just as I was coming close to the door, that Russian soldier at the corner saw me and he pointed, "Come here." And he put me in the truck. And that was it. And I would have been disappeared. But I started screaming, "Mother, mother, mother, mother."
His mother heard the screams of her child, and now, with Serge on the truck and ready to be separated from her forever, the mother made a dash to save her son.
And I says, "Bring down the passport." And here is the miracle. When they gave me that passport that Russian colonel gave us 3 years earlier, in 1939, when we got that passport, they made a mistake. Instead of saying I was born in 28, they put 1929. So they took me off the truck because she ran down with the passport, showed him I'm 1929. That would have been the end.
As the war ended, the family moved throughout Europe, and Serge eventually became a U.S. citizen in 1959. His entire story is on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.